Buildade on Mix 93.8.
Buildade on Mix 93.8. I'm going to be chatting to Warren Bruckman. Warren, thanks so much for coming to chat to us.
Thank you, Graham. Thank you for having me here. And good evening to you and all your listeners and your wonderful team here.
Good stuff. I'm excited because I've been chatting to you already for about half an hour before we came on air.
Yes.
I'm excited about chatting. Warren, your company's name is Aquapol.
Yes.
And you guys have brought out a product system from Europe, and you're the agents in South Africa. But I don't want to get into it just yet. I just want to find a little bit. I'm talking about the product.
Yes.
Let's find out about your company.
Well, the word Aquapol actually means aqua, which is water, and pol stands for polarization. So we essentially, the company, the genesis of the company is Austria. It started 30 years ago. It's definitely not new news. It's 5 years old in South Africa. And with the 30-year history, we have, I think it's now over 55,000 installations worldwide. And it has representation in all the big countries around the world. The proliferation of the product has actually been exponential since 2011. And that's when we got involved and brought the concept to South Africa. And in South Africa, it's been a case of, you know, as South Africans, we need to see it with our eyes before we believe it. It's been a case of a tried and tested thing. And I must report, as of now, it's been massively successful just in its beta phase. And recently, in fact, Mix FM, just a little side note on Mix FM, this is one hell of a team here and one wonderful radio station. We kind of went commercial, I think, about a year ago. And we chose Mix FM as the platform. And I will tell you, as a concept and an idea, promoting it through this radio station, I encourage all your listeners to get to Mix FM.
Fantastic.
It's been fantastic.
No, that's really cool.
Yes.
And Warren, a bit about yourself. And how did you get involved with something like this?
Well, I was, my history is, I was in construction for a while. I've been involved with many different types of businesses. My background from a university perspective was accounting, and I'm definitely not an accountant. But when I was in the U.S. in 2011, and having had some kind of construction background, a guy said to me, "Have you heard of this concept where there's this non-intrusive device which hangs from the ceiling? You don't plug it in, there's no battery power, and it can dry out a whole building." And I literally was completely disbelieving of the whole thing. But the courage of my convictions, I then flew to Europe, and I actually found out a little bit about this. So, yeah, that's pretty much my history and the way I found Aquapol.
We're going to be chatting essentially around rising damp.
Yes.
I would guess most homes, this has been my experience, most homes has rising damp somewhere for different reasons and so on. And just in case people don't understand what rising damp is, Warren, what does it look like typically?
Well, the cause of rising damp, which we will go into, is new news. The kind of conventional guys will tell you that there's a phenomena called capillary action or wicking that occurs in the wall, where the wall sucks up water. And as a result of the moisture in the wall, the plaster will bubble, you'll have salt which will effluesce or come out of the wall, break open your plaster, your bricks get all powdery. And it's really, from an aesthetic point of view, it's a very ugly thing to look at. Coupled with that, the moisture in the wall makes buildings very cold. And then there's the associated health that goes with a wet building with lots of mold and, you know, broken plaster. So, yeah, that's, okay. You know, people know it generally. Yeah.
And it generally rots the skirting.
So, yes, correct.
So those are the symptoms of rising damp. And that's what we're going to be chatting about tonight is Aquapol system or bit of magic that we're going to find, or call it a box or whatever, and how it actually stops rising damp. I'm really excited about this thing.
Yes.
Kay, how are we doing with that question?
Well, all our listeners are experienced. So far, we've got Fishy, Sheila, Skulk, Marshall, and Brent who've got the question right. So I'm asking you, which guitarist asked the question, "Are you experienced?" Here's a little clue. He headlined at Woodstock in 1969. If you know the answer, SMS us on 41348.
Your home with Buildade on Mix 93.8. Proudly brought to you by AfriSam. AfriSam, creating concrete possibilities.
Free, released in 1970 from the album Fire and Water. And that was the year that our artist, we want to know his name, he died at the age of 27. He's part of the 27 Club. And he asked the question, are you experienced? If you know which guitarist, phenomenal guitarist we're talking about, SMS us on 41348.
So how's this, Kay? Warren, our guest this evening, was a drummer in a group called the Lemmings. Oh, Lemmings.
Yeah, the Lemmings. Those little creatures that run off cliffs.
Yeah, don't commit suicide. Not a good name for a band.
But you traveled around the world.
Yeah, in 2009, we actually did a tour in the US as a band. Fascinating. We were on Fox Television. It was kind of like living my rock and roll kind of, you know, persona at a late stage in my life. It was great.
Brilliant.
Well, we're going to have a demo one of these days.
Yes.
AfriSam, creating concrete possibilities.
My name is Graham Alexander. I'm chatting to Warren Buckman. We're talking about Rising Damp, but more importantly, their system that prevents or cures Rising Damp, rather. What is this magic box, Warren, and how does it work?
Yeah, good question. I think most of your listeners will understand that the scourge or the cancer of rising damp is an ongoing problem. So what happens is it becomes a symptomatic repair scenario. You know, you call the guy in, the conventional guy, chops off your plaster, he sticks in chemical-based stuff into the wall, and essentially he's trying to eliminate this problem that invariably, after a short period of time, anything from 2 to 5 years will repeat itself, in some cases within months. What our founder in the 80s, he found out that there's a source to rising damp which isn't pervasively known or understood. And he developed this device which hangs from the ceiling, as I said early on, has no battery connection, no electrical connection, and it eliminates this unknown factor, which is an upward push. There's a natural phenomena that occurs in the earth, and where two energies, gravitic and magnetic energy, will combine in the presence of water and boost. So as opposed to this concept of having a wall, you know, sucking up the water, there's this other factor where this energy phenomena in the presence of water will push water up. So now get the concept, you have a misplaced or damaged DPC or no DPC, what's going to happen? And the water is going to find a hole, go above the DPC line, which is the damp-proof coursing, find the wall, and then go up to a point where the atmospheric pressure from above will neutralize that. And that's essentially rising damp. Now, our device is counterintuitive. It actually utilizes that gravimagnetic energy against itself and dampens the upward push, as well as polarizing the water molecule. Now, a water molecule, because of the polarity that exists, has a upward motion within the wall. So this device will polarize that, which means switch it around and push the water down into the ground. And that's essentially how it works. The simplicity of it.
It does sound like a physics lesson.
It does, yes. I try to be simple there.
But just so we can start to like picture things, okay?
Yes.
The thing that hangs from the ceiling, how big is it? Is it a box? Is it cylindrical? What does it look like?
Well, we have three size devices, the Pyramus, the Inca, and the Apple. And they're named that way because the big one, which is the Apple, kind of looks like an apple. But the three devices, very aesthetic. The Inca kind of looks like a beehive. And the Pyramus almost looks like it's got a little pyramid on each side of it, almost like a spaceship type style. So from an aesthetic point of view, it's very attractive. I mean, we're installing in 40 million Rand homes, and these things are hanging there. It's almost like this space age alarm system. So people, but you can install it in the ceiling, you can install it away, you know, in the garage, wherever. That kind of spec is determined by our engineers. So it's definitely not an ugly thing. But what we are going for is complete coverage of the property, because in our guarantee, we give a permanent guarantee on eradicating rising damp, literally permanently. And we have a clause in there that says if we don't get rid of your rising damp within our guarantee period, we'll refund your money. So we stand by what we say.
And I guess you would have had a few negatives from a marketing point of view, because it does sound a bit like a bit of a magic box or something.
Very much so. It's that element of disbelief, because I think the industry is you know, familiar with conventional methods. You know, you got rising damp, so you prepare yourself for 3 months out of your house, you know, digging ditches around your house, breaking off plaster. So when you go and you say, no, you don't have to do any of that. There's no mess, no fuss. We stick the device in and your house dries out. Yes, after it's dry, there may be some remediation that happens.
Sure, because the plaster's already bubbled.
Correct, yeah. But you typically find where the dry building has been dried out, you do a scrape and paint. Yes, there may be some plasters that have to be taken off. But the area of disbelief is the one we've had to confront because guys say, no ways, I don't believe that. Yeah. So we've come up with different types of models for people. I mean, we've got a 5-year rent-to-own model. For that exact reason, we say, okay, don't believe us. A, talk to our clients, and we've got massive clients all over South Africa. And we actually took that approach to get very credible clients. So when this thing kind of went commercial, guys could phone them, and if, you know, Sun International's done it, well, you know, they've checked you out.
Let's check with Kay how everyone's doing.
Okay, we're looking for the guitarist who asked the question, are you experienced? And Jaco, Marco, Michael, Justin, Anel, Peter, and Renette, yay, some girls, they always get the answer right, have answered it correctly. So if you know which guitarist we're talking about, and he died in 1970 at the age of 27, and he's been described as by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as arguably the greatest instrumentalist in the history of rock music. Have to agree with them. So if you know who we're talking about, SMS us on 41348.
Build Aid on Mix 93.8.
This is Build Aid on Mix. I'm chatting to Warren from Aquapol. We're talking about I'm not sure whether to call it a device or a system or...
Device.
A device.
A device, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. A solution that has a device. Yes.
We ended off with saying you have a lot of... customers out there that have installed the device. So it must be a lot easier now marketing it because you can phone people, you can go and have a look and so on. And if you're giving a lifetime warranty or a warranty period, so if it doesn't work within this period, we'll give you your money back. That's pretty strong.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the 5-year evolution was a case of, you know, finding about the product, training on it. I trained in Italy for a period of time. I understood it. In fact, all our engineers have to train overseas in Austria and Europe to get a very good conceptual understanding of this because it is new news. And it's the innovative nature of it, again, back to the level of disbelief, can be a big barrier. So you fighting disbelief. You know, probably need to be cautious about saying, you know, vested interest, you know, where you have a business model where every 2 years you can go back and redo the work and get paid again. It's a great business model. We are actually in the business of putting ourselves out of business because we provide a permanent solution. So, but having said that, we chose, I think it was 150 odd, very, very badly affected sites throughout South Africa. And we went to people with the view, listen, you've tried everything. Give us a stab at this. If it works, you pay us. If it doesn't work, well, nothing lost. Again, we're not going to chop up your building. We're going to install the device. We're going to take some samples out of your wall, and we'll prove to you. And we had 100% success with that. And I'm talking like bad sites where they tried everything. So that now stands as a feather in our cap. And yes, we have customers who swear by it. And when we have... We call them the Aquapol disciples.
Once you've installed the device,
yes.
It's probably a tricky question, but how long does it take for the dampness to...
Yeah, so that's a good question because your conventional methods appear to be immediate. However, it's symptomatic repair, so you're only masking the problem. We're going for eliminating damp permanently. So to answer your question, it's anything from 7 to 12 months. In fact, the longest we've taken to fully dry out a building was, I think it was 15 or 16 months, to a point where we then advise the client to say, now you can do your remediation, and the solution is done indefinitely. But, you know, along with the drying out process, there may be factors which cause, you know, some salt to come out and bubbling. You don't want the guy to go on day one to do repairs. Hospitality industries are a little bit different. So, for example, Sun International, they used us in a big resort of theirs, and they got to have the aesthetic there. And what we found out in the drying out process, it didn't bubble. It literally just dried out, and they left it. And then after, I think there it was 12 months, they did their remediation, and now they have a working installation. So yeah, that's the difference. But the longevity of the solution, which is a lifetime solution, makes sense. You know, you want to get rid of that moisture and keep it out.
You're also it's an international product.
Yes.
So you must have hundreds of thousands of case studies.
I think there's over 55,000 installations now. Vili and his focus initially was Europe, Austria, Germany, Italy. They're very successful there. Aquapol, the product, has probably gone through a few evolutions itself in terms of promotion and marketing. But in 2011, he was stable enough, big enough as a company, because an international release is not an easy thing. You know, your manufacturing has to be up to par, et cetera. The economics of it have to make sense in all countries. And he pressed the go button. And with that now, it's exponential. I mean, the quantity, if you look at our graph statistically, the growth of this solution is exponential over the last 5-6 years.
You mentioned the shapes of the device, the three different shapes.
Yes.
What are the dimensions of these devices?
The Pyramus, which is it's the second smallest. There is a smaller one which we use in various applications, but it's probably 14, 15 centimeters thick and about 28 centimeters wide. It's circular, it's like a little spaceship. So, yeah, I mean, the ease with which you can stick that in the ceiling and, put it away, very, very simple. The big one is probably, I think it's about 47 centimeters deep and similar in width. But it's circular, so it's like a big apple shape.
Can you put it in the roof?
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually positioned a minimum of 2.2 meters from ground level. You can place them in basements where you have that kind of problem. But what you're looking for and what the engineers look for is they look for points within the property where obviously there's this infiltration of gravimagnetic energy. They place them there, and then they spec it to cover every square meter of the footprint of the property. We're not working with vertical meters and horizontal meters. It's square meters on the ground.
When we come back, Warren, I want to chat to you about the installation in new homes and what the benefits could be.
Okay.
But let's see how we're doing with the question.
Everyone is experienced, and that's the question we're asking tonight: which famous guitarist said, "Are you experienced?" Now, everyone who's answering correctly says it must be the one and only this person. So he's obviously a very unique person, and I like your attitude. So if you know who we're talking about, send us an SMS on 41348.
Your home with BuildAid on Mix 93.8. Proudly brought to you by AfriSam. AfriSam, creating concrete possibilities.
Debbie Brothers, Long Train Running, included on the band's 1973 album, The Captain and Me. Now, we're looking for a phenomenal guitarist who was around in the 70s. He was the best ever in rock history, I believe. And he asked the question, are you experienced? We want to know from you if you know who we're talking about. Send us an SMS on 41348.
BuildAid on Mix 93.8.
This is BuildAid on Mix 93.8. I'm chatting to Warren Bruckman. We're talking about rising damp. His company's name is Aquapol.
Yes.
International company, invented in Austria.
Yes.
You run the agency here, and it cures rising damp. Now, when I first heard that, I went, yeah, okay. I need to find out how this works.
Yes.
But that's what we're chatting about.
Yeah.
And just a reminder that the device, you've got three different shapes of device, from one that's quite big to one that's quite small, but you can put it in the roof.
Yeah, we cover different square meterages with the various devices. The dry subject of rising damp, that's what we're talking about. You can make a whole show about this. But yeah, these devices come in different sizes because we cover different square meterages. For example, the Kyle Army Castle did a massive installation there. Interestingly enough, a building that sits on top of a hill, and it still had 1.5 meters of rising damp in every wall. But we installed, I think it was 3 or 4 of the bigger devices, so we covered a bigger area. And then you get the economies of scale the bigger you go.
I was going to chat to you about the installation in new homes, but I'm just going to pause on that.
Yes.
Talking about this energy and touching on water divining and all of that,
yes,
which a lot of people think is sort of a bit wacky.
Mm.
I've done it.
Yes.
And it worked, no question.
Yes.
And they put a borehole in there 2 years later, and it worked.
Yes.
But it didn't work on everybody.
Yes.
What's the physics behind that?
And a very good question, because a lot of people think that it's kind of like an esoteric thing, you know, where divine intervention or something. The physics of it is something I alluded to earlier, where under the ground in the presence of water, gravimagnetic energy will boost. Now, gravimagnetic energy, it emanates from the core of the Earth. So it's a natural phenomena everywhere on planet Earth. And in the presence of water, it will boost. And then you get a body walking over the water with a rod in your hand or a stick or something. And what happens is the energy, your body acts like an antenna, and the energy will go up your body and create a circuit, and you get a pull feeling. Or the rods will close, so you're just creating a circuit. So there's specific science behind that. People who can't divine, not everyone can, because bodies are, you know, there's different moisture levels in bodies, but you drink a lot of water, you go out, you'll have a much better chance of divining, because water is conductive.
Yeah. My wife said I'd had too much beer.
She mentioned that.
She's probably right.
Yes. There you were, the liquids in you.
It's this energy that's pushing the water up the wall. And the Aquapol device now is counteracting that.
Yeah, you get capillary action. I mean, it's not to say that capillary action doesn't exist. I mean, again, what I mentioned earlier, you can take a straw, put it in water, it'll go a certain height up the straw. You narrow the straw, it goes up further. So there's almost like an adhesion principle happening there. But that is limited to a certain point. The biggest, and this was the discovery, and this explains why rising damp cannot be solved if you're just injecting silicon and doing repairs on the wall in a certain area, is because there's this upward push phenomena, which is, in my opinion, and what I've studied and what I've seen in homes, is the bigger of the two problems. So you need to eliminate that as the source, and our device does do that. It dampens the upward push, and it reverses the capillary flow upwards, downwards.
The salt in the water, in simple terms, is the sort of white powdery surface around the rising damp.
Yes.
What happens to the salt?
Well, what's happening is the salt's coming up with the water molecule, so the salt crystal travels up the wall to that height, whatever it is, and then the salt remains and the water evaporates. So it's a simple case of all the salt and minerals in the ground coming up through the wall. And you see on a lot of walls, you'll see that the wall may go a little orange, or hopefully it doesn't go green, because there's a lot of gold mining in Johannesburg, and they mine with interesting chemicals in their mining. So you don't want that stuff to come into your buildings. But basically the ground has minerals in it, and the water is being pushed up. It's carrying these minerals up into the wall, which then will expand and contract, and that breaks open the plaster, and that's the simplicity of it.
So the salts are directly related to the water. So all of that's going to go away
exactly
at the same time.
Well, you'll have a residue of salt where salt's been carried up. So what you want to do is you want to dry the building out. Whatever salts remain, remove them. The problem is sometimes guys build with salty materials. So you have condensation moisture on the wall, it will bubble, and then you get, you got rising damp. No, you've just built with a lot of salty materials. So we monitor that as well.
Okay. Yeah. We have a question that's come in, but I'd like to deal with that in a mo.
Yes.
So if you can just hang 10 out there. But this is the time in the show where Simon shares factoids with us, and we remind everybody every week that a factoid is something you don't need to know.
Yeah. And you know that in the late 50s, there was a conscious drive by radio stations against rock and roll music, and they were saying it was the devil's music and try and get rid of it. And in 1958, the ESSA Research Center reported that if you tune into a rock and roll station in your car, that it can cost you money, because the music would subconsciously allow you to tap your foot along to the music onto the accelerator and thus waste fuel and spend money. So it's another one of those things that they wanted to sort of use to drive away from rock and roll.
Build-Aid on Mix 93.8.
We were talking about the length that it would take, or the time it would take for the device to dry out a home.
Mm.
Is that related to the size of the home, or more how much water was in the wall to start with?
Yeah, it's a combination of the thickness of the wall, you know, more moisture in thicker walls, also the quantity of water in the wall, and also the solution, the installation of the solution. Sometimes the water under the building isn't as prolific as other buildings. So the signal may be marginally less, and then it takes a little bit longer. But in South Africa, the average is between 9 and 12 months. We've had major success with that time period. In Europe, it's a bit longer. You know, climatic conditions may affect it in various ways. But yeah, you're right in terms of the structure itself.
Okay, we have a question.
Yes, there's a question that says, if you installed an aquapole in a small townhouse with your neighbors sharing two of your walls, would your neighbors benefit from the installation?
Absolutely. So
share the cost.
We have, exactly, that's the answer. We've had situations like that, and we actually ended up covering three units, and they split it three ways.
Okay. talking about, back to that square meterage, what's covered, what's the largest area you can cover with your largest device?
Well, let me give it to you all three. The smallest device carries a guarantee of 200. By the way, we don't charge per device. We charge per square meter. So if you have to use multiple devices in the solution, again, our guarantee to the client is we're handling this problem pervasively on the property, permanently, all the P's.
Yeah.
So the little one does about 200, the middle one does about 500, and the big one does about 1,000 square meters. But it can go bigger, and typically it won't go smaller than that.
You said charge per square meter. I mean, that's quite a fair way of doing things because, you know, it might be 215 square meters, and you're going to give them the big one.
Yeah, I mean, what we've worked out as a pricing model, we've had to take all these factors into account. I mean, it has to be commercially viable, this thing. Interestingly enough, from that viewpoint, we're not expensive over a period of time because we're permanent. But the solution, when it's installed, we make sure we cover the entirety of all, you know, kind of structures on the property. We only, however, charge for square meterage under roof. So if you have big patios and open areas and, you know, kind of you can also get moisture coming into driveways and those kind of things, we dry that out as well. So it's from a pricing perspective, very aggressive in terms of conventional.
The device, correct me if I'm seeing this wrong, but the device is radiating sort of an energy. Is it a circular energy on a sort of a radius?
Well, yeah, it's a good question. And now we're getting into some of the technical aspects. What it's doing, it's utilizing something that's already there. So it's not introducing anything into the mix. Interesting point about that is at the University of Minnesota in the U.S., which I was part of a launch there recently, they got, and you can understand the U.S., I mean, they regulated to the hilt. So they got all these specialists in and with all their instrumentation. It was like, we're going to find some nuclear this and, you know, kind of radiation. I mean, and grow second heads and whatever. they spent a long period of time. They found nothing. They couldn't test for anything. So the device is utilizing what's already there, and it creates an emanation, yes, in almost like a cocoon shape around the building.
Or a halo, sort of.
Yeah, exactly, a good analogy. So that then forms a halo around the entirety of the building and keeps the water down in foundation level.
So if you – and does that halo, because you've got one that does 200 square meters, so the halo ends somewhere.
Correct.
It has a limit.
Correct.
And so as long as your building is within that halo,
you're covered.
You're covered.
Absolutely. You'll never have rising damp again.
Yeah. But like a lightning conductor.
Yeah.
Lightning conductor is like an umbrella. You have to fit under that umbrella, otherwise it doesn't protect you.
Exactly. And we make sure everything is covered.
Okay. Okay. How are we doing with this musician?
Oh, big up to Brian Meeker, Nick P. I wrote this down really badly. Hamish, Bruce, Mark, Matt, Lynn Brazer, Mel, and Gavin. Well done, Gavin. He spelled the name incorrect, the first name. It's not Peter, but he did message back again. We're looking for the name of the amazing, brilliant guitarist who asked the question, are you experienced? If you know who we're talking about, SMS us on 41348.
Build Aid on Mix 93.8.
Hey, we know you were dancing in the car there. Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky, released as a single in late 1969. Now, you don't have many chances to tell us if you know who asked the question, are you experienced? So if you know which brilliant guitarist we're talking about, SMS us on 41348.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Mix 938 FM.
Back by popular demand, Cloud9 Balloons, a Moana Spa experience of a lifetime, Pamper Journey from only $5,999 per couple. And that includes accommodation, evening spa pamper, including three treatments, dinner and a complimentary beverage, and 1 hour balloon flight valued at over 8,000 rand per couple. This incredible offer is only valid until the 31st of July and space is limited. So call Lucinda now on 0861-669262 to book.
The best legendary music this winter, Mix 93.8.
This is Build Aid on Mix 93.8. I'm chatting to Warren Bratman from Aquapol. We're talking about rising damp and the device or system that Aquapol has to stop it. Rod, prevent it's not really you stopping it. It just doesn't
eradicate it. Yeah, eradicate it. Yes. Yeah.
Let's get to the costs of, yes. Of this device. It's 29 rand per square meter.
299 rand per square meter.
Sorry, yes. I'm missing a 9 here.
You're missing a 9, yes.
That's why we came
my financial director just fell off a chair. So what are you doing?
Okay, so let's say $299 per square meter.
Yes.
And it's the inside the wall or roof area.
Correct.
Excluding the first floor.
Exactly. So rising damp only goes to about 1.5 meters from ground level up, and you may have it in the basement, but you don't charge for the upstairs. If you have a basement area, you won't charge for the area above that. So what we're doing is we're charging for the area under roof only. And because of the configuration and the nature of these devices, the coverage the client gets, most cases we end up covering the boundary wall, we're covering all the outhouses, whatever's there gets covered. So it's a very complete solution. Our due diligence and our pricing model was formulated around, and probably the conventional guys will hate me when I say this, but we took case studies of what people spend over a three-year period on this repeated repair thing. And then given the price of a euro-based product, we factored in all those aspects, and we came out with $299, and we turned out to be, I think it was two times cheaper over a three-year period because of its permanent nature.
Yeah, and the solution to waterproof or rising damp problems, it's something that's not understood properly.
Yes,
And you get people coming up with different kinds. Obviously, this is not your product I'm talking about.
Yes,
it's chop the plaster off, inject it with different chemicals, etc. Yes. But the problem is below all of that.
Exactly,
because somebody put in an inferior damp-proofing course, or didn't put one in at all.
Exactly. Well, I mean, water ingress into a building, I think there are 13 different kinds of water that can come into a building. So you have splash water, slope water, leaky pipes, leaks in the roof, lateral damp, condensation moisture, all these different kinds of moisture. The biggest one in our experience, and we've done, as I said, over 50,000 sites, is rising damp. And why is that? Because the floor area is the biggest area touching anything. And the misunderstanding with the quantities of water that can come from the ground up is there. But yeah, all these other systems, they symptomatic repair. In the defense of the conventional industry, I don't want to vilify anyone. They haven't known about this. It's been a miscategorization or a mislabeling that's gone on for a long period of time. This is new news. And the integrity of the building, the structures, aesthetic, you know, if you get a product that can do it a lot better, well, you know, let's all lean towards that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody gave me a plastic bottle of stuff and said, because I've got really bad damp proofing problems, rising damp in the house that I have. Mm. We didn't build it, by the way.
Yes.
So I put this bottle of magic into it's the guest loo. Mm. And after a couple of weeks, it actually improved. I don't know what was in there, but it liquidized.
Into the toilet you put it?
No, it's a very ugly thing to have standing in your bathroom.
Yes.
But I thought, let's have a go at it. And it actually worked. It's not solved, and I haven't put another one back, so everything's where it was.
That's interesting.
Before I started.
I'd like to see it. Yes.
But most of these solutions are temporary.
Born out cosmetic. By the industry. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that to you know, cast aspersions on these guys, but at the industry itself. In fact, so much so that in the insurance industry, there's actually no insurance for rising damp. Yet they'll insure all other aspects of water ingress, a burst geyser, broken pipes, those kind of things. They don't insure rising damp because it comes back. So the actuaries sit there, scratch their heads, and like, how do we make this financially work if everyone's going to be claiming every 2 years?
When your guys visit site,
yes.
And I'd like to chat to you about that, the installation as well.
Yes.
But when they visit site, if there is another cause, like the ground level outside is higher than your ground level inside, would your guys pick that up? Because that's Absolutely. What's causing the problem.
Yeah, you're talking about lateral damp now.
Yeah.
So there isn't a vertical DPC or membrane stopping that sideways penetration.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, and as a little aside, we've handled a lot of lateral damp because that energy component does tend to push the water away. However, those kind of things we absolutely pick up because we have a money-back guarantee if we don't handle all your rising damp. And if we say, no, that's rising damp and it's lateral and it comes back, we're obligated to refund the money. So we differentiate all the different forms of damp.
So just there were two things there. One is, like you say, lateral damp coming through at split level, and it's very common that split in the level between a dining room up there and a lounge down here.
Yes.
Very common.
Yes.
But coming through an external wall where the flower bed sort of just risen vertically over the years, obviously that's a problem. They just move the flower bed.
Correct.
Because that's causing the problem. Correct. So your guys would pick that up.
Absolutely. And we actually have to do that in terms of the analysis. So in terms of our process, we go in. All the sales guys are trained to assess this to an inch of their lives. I mean, you know, the technicians are obligated after the sales process to tear up the contract and say, no, there isn't rising damp. And we've had that on many cases where guys would come in and say, No, there is no rising damp here. That's flower lateral damp. That's this. There's a leak. There's this. So we're not the all cure, but we pick that up absolutely because it's our name is our reputation's at stake.
When it comes to installation, would you go and assess the site first, measure up, check for these other damp problems? Then what's involved with the installation?
So we do a free assessment. We qualify a lot of the leads telephonically because, again, if you have damp in one area, and this is to all you listeners out there, if you have damp in one area, typically that's not rising damp. That's an isolated moisture issue traced back to a broken pipe or that lateral phenomenon you talk about. Rising damp tends to be pervasive, which means it pervades the entirety of the building. A lot of it can be hidden. So we qualify the client to some degree. Then we go out and do a free inspection. We then put it all together in a report format, which is actually great for the Consumer Protection Act because guys selling homes now with damp in them, they get caught out. We're the damp police, so to speak. and then they decide. They get educated. They get educated to the point where they might say, no, I don't want to go aquapod. We say, fine, you're going to be in a better position understanding now than you would have been before. And then no obligation to order. The installation only takes 6 hours, I think it is. So once they order, we spec the whole thing, and then the engineers go in and install.
Warren, I'll be back with you in a sec.
Yes.
Okay, so who's the winner?
Who's the winner? What are they winning? Everybody's a winner. I don't think one single person got
wrong. Oh, this week there's no oranges or Avos. What about some ice cream?
Ice cream. Our very last ice cream winner actually messaged us, Mark, and he lives on the other side of the world. He was one of our Far East listeners, and he's very excited because Atlanta went all the way. It was quite a journey for her to deliver this morning.
Okay, so next week we're going to give away a 3-inch T-bone steak and 2 craft beers.
Again, okay, the last person who got that prize was very excited. So let me tell you the answer. It was Jimi Hendrix, and every single person was correct because he is the one and only.
Thanks to Kay, thanks to Simon looking after the desk, but more importantly, Nonhlanhla has been driving the desk, and she's going to do it all by herself next week. And to Ian, who's been filming all of this, but most importantly, to my guest, Warren, from Aquapol. Thank you so much.
Graham, thank you so much. Absolute pleasure. And let me just punt Mix FM again. You guys are an awesome, awesome team. And your listeners should use this platform. It's fantastic.
Fantastic. And your website, is it aquapol.co.za?
AQUAPOL. www.mix93.co.za.
As easy as that. Up next is Adam Ford Mustang and Motoring in the Mix. We'll catch you next week, same time. Ciao.
Build Aid on Mix 93.8.